Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Kirisus Yud Ches, Kirisus 18a, pagination is 35. We'll start on the second of the medium wide lines, Tanur Rabbanan Tafresh. And our topic is the guidelines for when Asham Talui will be applicable. The concept of Asham Talui is that if a person did a thing that would be a chatas if it was done by mistake, but he's not even sure if he did it, then he brings an asham talui, which holds the subject matter on hold until it's clarified. If it's never clarified, the asham talui did the trick. If it is clarified, he may end up still bringing a carbon chatos. Now, the discussion in the parameters of when Asham Tali would be applicable is that one opinion holds that it has to be chaticha achas mishnei chatichos, that he ate one, he partook of one thing out of two. One of the two is permitted, one of the two is forbidden, and he took one, and we don't know which one, and that's the case of Asham Talui. The other opinion, the opinion of Rebbe, which is how the Rambam paskins, is that it does not have to be chaticha achas mishnei chatichos, but simply a suffek if he was in violation, even if currently at the time that he took it, there was no second one that he was choosing from, he would still be obligated in the Asham Talui. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Hayu lefanav shtei chatichos. A person has two pieces in front of him. Achas shel shuman, one is kosher fat, v'achas shel chelev, and one is forbidden fat. Ba Yisrael v'achal asarishona, a Jew comes and eats the first one. So that's classic case of Asham Talui, because there was kosher and non-kosher, and the Jew took one of them, ate it, we don't know which one, that's Asham Talui. Ba'ovid kochavim, and then a non-Jew comes, va'ochal asashniya, and ate the second one, chayiv. The Jew is obligated in Asham Talui, because at the time that he ate it, it was one from two. V'chein kelev v'chein orev, and the same would be, if a dog would eat the second piece after the Jew took the one he did, or a raven would come and take the second piece. Okay. Ba oved kochavim v'ochal asarishona. In contrast, according to this first opinion that requires one from two to be the case of Asham Talui, if you had two piles of meat, one kosher, one non-kosher, and the non-Jew ate one of them, Bayisav Achal Asashaniya Potter. If a Jew comes and eats the second one, he's Potter. Not because we're not in doubt. We are in doubt whether he ate kosher or non-kosher, but it doesn't meet the parameters of Asham Talui. Asham Talui, according to this first opinion, has to be one out of two. And over here, it's not one out of two. One of the two is already gone by the time the Jew did what he did. The act does not match the parameters of Asham Talui according to this first opinion. V'Rebbe Mechayiv, and Rebbe says you're Chayiv in an Asham Talui because the same suffix is here. Just because the non-Jew took the first one, we still don't know. It's one out of two, even though the second one is no longer here. Following through on this logic, if the Jew ate the first portion of the two by mistake, that's liable for a chatos or an asham talui, etc., because at that time there were two things and he took one. Vashiniya b'mezid, and then he eats the second one purposely. Chayev harishona. Chayiv, he's going to be obligated in an Asham Talui for what he ate at first. Harishona b'meizid v'ashniya b'shoge. Conversely, if he ate the first one purposely, so purposely is not carbon-oriented, v'ashniya b'shoge, and the second one he ate b'shoge, so at this point, it's one out of one. Granted, it's a doubt which one is left, but it's not one out of two at the time of the act. Potter. The first opinion holds is Potter. For Rebbe Mechayiv, and once again, Rebbe says it's Chayiv, because Rebbe doesn't hold that it has to be an act of one out of two, as long as, conceptually, it's the suffix. It's kosher, not kosher. We're not sure. Rebbe is Mechayiv. Ochal Shteyem b'mezid, if he ate both of these doubtful portions purposely, pata miklum, there's no carbon, because he's doing it purposely. And purposely, you can't bring a chatas, you can't bring an asham, there's nothing to do. Shteyen b'shogeg, if he ate them both, shteyen b'shogeg, if both people who ate were Jews, and they ate b'shogeg, shneihem chayavim, they're both going to be obligated in the karban, Rebbe min hadin, following the opinion of Rebbe, and that's the halacha, because according to Rebbe, it's not a stringency of any sort. That's the halacha according to Rebbe, because the first one is eating one of two. Even the Tanakhama would agree to that. And the second one is eating a portion that has the same type of suffix on it. And once again, we repeat that Rebbe is not makbid on the act being one out of two. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.